Be like, click here to end.
Warning. Or like cat lovers only, click here. But I'm not even worried about a skeleton. Like a
I think you should be worried about skeletons. But the virus could, in fact, help preserve them more, longer.
Now that's impossible.
When did you become a ninja where you can just climb anything?
Maybe I would try to launch a couple chairs at the tiger.
I'd like to say that there's a lot. Look, I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm a great writer here, but look.
You don't see me going up into the Himalayan mountains and trying to pretend I'm a Yeti, man. That's just not going to happen.
And that's probably a wrong fact, but I think that's true.
My internet connection here can't upload that. I tried attaching a file and sending it to you through Gmail, which is like perfectly fine. Like I should have been able to do that. It wouldn't load it.
Yeah, my internet's the worst. Like,
yeah, but that's like my internet. Because what I did was like, okay, I took the whole thing, took it to my work.
Yeah.
And it uploaded like no problem.
Oh, so is there a new Shotcast on the...
There is. I haven't been able... It's all uploaded. I just haven't published it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I haven't had time to publish it. But I uploaded it at work. And so that's making me realize that my internet must not be good. So I have to call my service provider, Verizon, because... It has been working, and then all of a sudden it's not working.
Here's what they're gonna like tell you. This is what's bullshit about it. They're gonna be like, yeah, like that's the most, like we only say that it can get up to this amount. Like we're not promising any speeds. It depends on like how many people are on the same, because people use the same hub. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's always worked before, and now all of a sudden it doesn't.
That's the same thing that happened to me. Like, I don't know if they're just fooling around and trying to – like, I don't know what the issue is because, like, I used to have a pretty decent – not good, but, like, decent internet. And now it's, like, horrendous. It's, like, horrendous.
I mean, my internet's fine. Like, I stream Netflix and all that stuff. It's just uploading files that it cannot do.
Right.
So it's ridiculous.
I don't know. I have nowhere to sit now. Like I'm downstairs. I decided not to do because I'm, you know, my kitchen's like completely gutted, right. Except for the sink. I don't want to take the sink out. So I'm like, I have nowhere to sit. Like I'm just on the couch holding this microphone.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. So I don't know how if my sound is bad, just let me know.
It sounds fine. Sounds fine.
Okay. All right.
My sound actually seems a little weird. That's all.
I don't know. I can't tell anything.
Okay. All right. Well, did you have anything in mind?
No, I didn't. I thought you would have something.
No, I saw this thing on the astronaut twins. Have you seen that?
No. The astronaut twins?
Yeah, what they're doing is they have one twin staying. They have two astronauts who are twins.
Yeah.
And they have one astronaut staying on Earth and they're sending the other astronaut into space.
Why are they doing that?
To do twin studies.
What?
The effects.
Who's doing this?
NASA.
How are they getting into space? They have to use Russia or something, or like the Chinese? We don't have a spaceship.
Well, listen, I didn't read... I just saw it. I saw a thing. I just saw the picture of it. I didn't read it.
This works well for us because you don't want to go into space and I would go into space.
That's what I'm saying. We could definitely do this.
Why didn't anybody call us?
I don't know. Maybe they lost my number.
That's kind of ridiculous. I mean, we're absolutely perfect for this.
We would be perfect.
I wonder what kind of tests are they doing?
I guess the first test, I guess, that they would do is the age test thing. They'd probably...
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like, I don't know how you test the age of, like, cells and things like that, but that would have to be one thing, right?
I mean, yeah, I guess, but, like, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, like, how long are they going to be up there? Like it has to be a long time.
Like I
right?
said, I didn't read the thing, but I mean it would have why to be you, at some time.
That's what I mean. I mean it'd be like a year or something, right?
I don't know how long you can be in space, but I would imagine it'd have to be more than a year.
You don't want to get like space fever or anything.
I don't know if that's a thing, but you don't want to
go space crazy.
You don't want to go space crazy. That's what I'm saying. Sure.
People go space crazy.
Well, that's why I don't want to go to space in the first place.
Well, I mean, if you're not going for like a year, if you're going for like a year or longer, I think getting space crazy is a real possibility.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, listen. I mean, the other thing that can, I mean, the other thing that I would be weirded out about is like, I don't know. Maybe this is crazy, but yeah, space craziness. That's a definite real possibility.
Yeah.
But the other thing is like, you're shifting. I feel like you're shifting the fact that you're twins and you wouldn't be twins anymore.
What? What do you mean?
Like, the person in space is not going to age as fast as the person on Earth.
Yeah, but like,
it like shifts things. I would feel like you're out of the club.
No, dude, that's insane. I mean, you'd be the same genetically. That's the whole point. That's what makes you a twin. Not that you have the same, because you came first out first, man. Like,
it doesn't matter. Who cares who came out first? We started life at the exact same time.
No, you've been breathing longer than I have.
What, that is life? Breathing is life? Is that what you're telling me?
But what you're saying is that just because I'm in space and I'm not aging as rapidly as you are.
I think it changes things.
It doesn't change anything.
It would change my attitude about you.
In what way?
If you went into space and I stayed here and you came back, I'd be like, it's not the same thing. We can't do it. We can't do the twin thing anymore. It's over.
That's insane.
Because you'd be different.
Well, if I was space crazy, I'd be different, but otherwise I'd be fine.
You would be a young space crazy version of me. And I think that's not the same thing as being a twin. Twin is like same time. Time is a big thing. Listen, humans are all about time.
Time is relative. It's not a set thing.
Yeah, but being a twin is not relative. Being a twin is genetic.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You're answering your own question. You're making the argument for me.
I don't know.
Being a twin is genetic.
Maybe you got some space cosmic rays and it changes your genetics too. What about that?
Let me tell you, I'm going to go off on a tangent real quick. I was talking about being a twin with one of my coworkers. She didn't know, one of the attorneys didn't know that I was a twin, identical twin. And she's like, what if you and your brother married identical twins? Would the bay like would and you both had kids, would they be identical like genetically?
That's weird.
I never thought about that either. I thought that'd be funny though. Because I mean, I know you don't get the same amount of DNA
right.
from your dad, but still, I never thought about that before. I wonder if there have been people, identical twins, who have married identical twins.
I think there have. I think I saw a thing on that when we were young.
You saw a thing?
When we were young, I keep seeing things on twins, but it was like in the newspaper where like identical twins married identical twins.
That's weird, man.
I don't know what their kids would be.
Yeah, they'd be like brothers and sisters.
Yeah, they'd be very close genetically, definitely. Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, in any case, I just thought of that, so I didn't mean to get off on the space craziness.
Well, speaking about that, when you met my coworker, when you visited,
yeah,
and she was like blown away about how we looked like
each other.
That was
weird. We don't look anything like each other.
And she came to me like 3 days later and was still like, I can't believe what I just saw.
Yeah, but
like it was like. Of all the times as being an identical twin feels like a sideshow attraction,
yeah.
Like that was one of the things. Like I felt like I should have sold her a ticket to see us again.
When we were younger, I mean, we looked more alike, but we've definitely looked different now, I think, I even showed pictures of you to this person that hadn't ever seen you before and did not know we were identical twins. And she's like, yeah, I guess you guys look similar.
Yeah.
But I mean, maybe being in person like is something different. I have no idea.
I think being in person is different because I think what we don't notice that other people notice is like inflections about the way we talk, our mannerisms.
Yeah.
And I think that throws people off a little bit.
Well, I think it's, I've always say this, like when, as soon as you announce that you're an identical twin, all people do is look how similar you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're all like, oh, look, you have the same this, you have the same that. It's like, yeah, but if you were to look at all the differences, like you would see us differently.
Right.
You know? So I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Let me go back to the space person. Are they living in the, they must be living in the International Space Station.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only place they can live in space.
So, I mean, I guess they are up there for a long period of time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I mean, you can't do the study unless you're up there for a while. That's what I would imagine.
Yeah.
Like, you just go up there for a couple of days and come back and you're like, changed. You're not a twin anymore.
Well, I would do it. I would do it. I would go, I would do the space thing.
All right, then that's the end of our, you know, twinship.
You're ending the twinship if I go into space.
I have to. You're going to change.
Oh, that's insane.
What if your body is going to be changed, younger?
What about the
same thing if you like freeze yourself in like carbonite or something, go into like a hibernation state.
So if I get frozen into carbonite, I'm no longer your twin brother?
Yeah.
What about this? What if I start time traveling?
That's tricky.
Because then I would be aging, like, or not aging at a similar rate, right?
I don't know about time travel. Well, I guess technically, if you were in space, you would be time traveling, right?
I don't know. I really don't get the whole someone's in space ages less than someone who's not in space. I've never really got that.
I don't get it, but I know it. I'm the one who barely passed physics.
So yeah, but like so something you barely even know, you don't understand. That's what's causing you to like now we're not twins.
I'm just saying it's what scientists listen. Scientist says, hey, you're gonna go up into space. You're gonna grow. You're gonna age less than your brother. Back on Earth, and you go up there for 20 years, and I come, then you come back, and like
20 years,
I'm an old man, yeah, okay. And you're like you know, 5 years older, like that's yeah. That's
younger,
crazy.
I'd be 5 years younger.
No, I mean you're only 5 years older. I'm 25 years older, okay. Or whatever.
I don't think it works that way though.
I don't know how it works, but I would say that's a major difference, and it would be weird.
That would be weird if it was if you age 20 years, I only age 5 years. That would be weird. It doesn't. I don't think that works in space.
If you go far enough in space, or fast enough, it's not far. It's fast enough, which I guess would equal distance. But if you go fast enough, you're going to age less.
I never understood this. Concept.
Well, I can't even explain it to you because I don't know it either. But I think if you go, where's Baron when we need him? If
I know.
You go fast, the faster you go. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But then why would you be going faster in space normally?
These are all things I don't know. I don't know anything about this, man.
Like
you're telling
the faster
you're the
you
one
go,
that's disowning me.
The faster you go. Like to reach the speed of light, I think the less you age, and then if you go faster than the speed of light, which you can't, then you start reversing.
You reverse? You get younger?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what.
No, I what?
That's what science fiction movies have told me.
No, that means like anytime you go you go warp speed. Isn't that faster than the speed of light?
No, warp speed is not fast. What? Warp speed is not faster than light.
How fast is warp speed?
It's not as fast as the speed of light because nothing can go faster than the speed of light. That's the whole thing. If as soon as you go faster than the speed of light, the whole universe breaks down.
Have you seen when the Enterprise goes warp speed?
Yeah.
Or what about when you jump into hyperspace?
It's like not faster than the
speed
of light.
You disappear. You you start stretching. Everything starts stretching and getting all light, all the light stretches, yeah. And then you disappear. Bam.
But that's what it looks like when you're going close to the speed of light. You can't go faster than the speed of light. That's the thing.
We really need Baron. I don't know why we're talking about physics stuff when Baron's not here.
I don't know. But
you don't even believe in physics. In physics. You're on record for saying physics is not real.
I've never said physics is not real. What I've said is I don't like this idea of the concept of somebody, a professor told a professor in college in a very basics physics course said, we assume, and Baron agreed with me, I believe, but Baron agreed with him, I should say, we assume that everything in the universe works the same way.
Right.
And I said, that's a pretty big assumption to make. And then what he said was basically, if we don't assume that, then we really can't do anything. Like, we're making that assumption in order for physics to work. Because if we say that it doesn't all work the same, then nothing we can do really works. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Here's what blows my mind.
Yeah.
You took a physics class in college.
Yeah.
What? I mean, why did you do that?
I had to take a science class. You would think my history would steer me. Yeah. No, I had to take a science class, right? You have to take an elective, science elective. I didn't have to take a math, but I had to take science.
I took like earth sciences.
Well, this one was for non-science majors. It was called Why is the Sky Blue?
Okay.
Right. So I thought the class was like looking at like these natural or like these unique events occurring and kind of like deciphering them and explaining why they happened.
Right.
The course was actually just a normal physics course, except they gave you didn't have to memorize the equations and stuff like that. And then on the last day, the guy explained why the sky is blue. Like, that was the course.
That's pretty lame.
It was totally lame.
Oh man, I feel ripped off.
I did. I got tricked into taking a science course. Is what I think. I don't know. I just listened to this thing about like time and the universe and things like that.
Man,
and it's all kind of crazy. I mean, time is really only relative to like a human being. Really, no one else cares about it.
This is now typical Shodcast stuff where, like, we're just giving out misinformation.
Well, it's not. Listen, if you're listening to this, you probably either A, don't care, or B, know the real information. So, right. I mean, it doesn't matter. We're not misinforming anybody.
Well, I wish somebody would have asked me to go up, because I would have gone up into space. I would have done that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have.
I know,
that's why I've been perfect. Yeah, okay. Perfect. All right. Well, that's the Shodcast this week. I'm Brady.
I'm Brian.
Hold fast.